blessing to be here tonight. This conference has been a little different for me this time. I'm kind of like now on this side of the fence where you guys have always been. For those of you that didn't know, I do have a full-time job, and so I do what y'all have done for all these years so faithfully. I go to work every day from 9 to 6 to try to get here by 7, and if I didn't have appreciation for it before then, I do for sure now. And y'all have really amazing, you know, what you've done for all the years, and your commitment and faithfulness to the Lord and to your jobs and then ministries on top of it. And really, I do have such an appreciation for all of you, and just so thankful for you and for this church. I'm still missing Mexico a lot. I was trying to think about it the other day, and I realized that I married Billy when I was 21, and we've been down there 21 years, so half my life I was been there. So, yeah, kind of missing it, but I'm really blessed to be here, really enjoying my time here, really, really am. And I just wanted to look at one verse in Acts chapter 9. I was thinking a lot lately about different people in the Bible that use that phrase, "Here am I," like he even just said it, "Here am I, send me," and it always seems so so spiritual and so, I don't know, just here am I, you know. And but I found that I was even thinking of myself that way, that I always had this attitude, "Here am I, Lord, send me," and kind of thinking, yeah, that's my attitude. But then I ran across this guy in Acts chapter 9, verse 10, and it seems a little different to me. I don't know if you'll get it, but this is how it touched me in verse 10. "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, 'Ananias.' And he said, 'Behold, I am here, Lord.'" And I don't know, for me, it just kind of, I just kind of envisioned him saying kind of like, "I am here, Lord." Not quite so, "Here am I." I don't know, just kind of like, "I am here, Lord." I don't know. And that's just kind of how I've been feeling lately. Not quite so, "Here am I." And kind of like, "I'm here, Lord. You know, are you sure it's me that, you know, you want?" I don't know. Maybe it could be somebody else. And then, of course, reading about what the Lord asked him to do. And I know y'all know the story. And, you know, and he says, "Are you sure, Lord? Are you sure that you want me to go do this? Because that can't be good. It can't have a good outcome. I just don't think so, Lord." And so I just really find myself relating to this Ananias guy lately. And God tells him, I don't know, let's see if we can read in verse let's just read 11. "And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done by the saints to thy saints in Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name for the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel." And so, anyways, he tells him to just go his way. And, you know, it just blesses me that Ananias, you know what, he maybe seemed like he hesitated, but, you know, he's at the fin de cuentas, you know, when it was all said and done, against all his common sense, you know, he actually went. And he did what the Lord asked him to do. And he actually, to me, obeyed this crazy request that the Lord had for him. Because for me, it was just like, Lord, sometimes I don't understand what you're asking of us. I know all of us go through that. I think, Lord, that's really not, you know, what I was thinking. And that's really not I was expecting from you, Lord. But to me, this was a man of great faith. This was great faith on his part to just say, okay, because sometimes you can do the bold thing and say, "Here am I, Lord," and no matter what, you're just full of faith and you can do whatever, but sometimes it's the, "I am here, Lord," and it's just, you know, Lord, with all these things in my mind, even if I'm not sure, I still am here, Lord, and I want to do what you want.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I read it right either, but it also seems to me like God couldn't have just gone and found exactly somebody else. This Ananias had to do it because it said he's had a vision of a man named Ananias coming to him. And so, I don't know, someone kind of mentioned that in another message a while back that, you know, this Ananias, not Ananias exactly, but I started thinking Ananias had a great part in Paul becoming what he became. Because it does say he had a vision of Ananias coming to him. So he couldn't just bow down and say, yeah, go find the next guy. It was God wanted to use him. And I've struggled in my heart lately, you know, to be willing to whatever the Lord has in store for us. And I do find myself again like that, just saying, Lord, I don't know. Are you sure, Lord? But I just want to have the faith that Ananias did, just to say, okay, Lord, you know, I'm going to go my way and do what you want to do. And even if I'm not sure, Lord, I am here.